This goes to Roberta Sue Hahn, H-A-H-N, D like David, N like November, P like practice. Fax is 989-303-4993. Regarding Sharon, middle initial E like Evelyn, Shutt, it's S-C-H-U-T-T. Date of birth is October 14th of 1939. Dear Sue, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mrs. Shutt, who is an 83-year-old female who suffered an instance of acute renal failure in November of 2022. Her creatinine was as high as 3.6, secondary to ibuprofen use and vomiting and dehydration. It took several days for that to resolve. At the time of discharge, her creatinine was down to 2.0. And following discharge, 12/19 of 2022, creatinine is back to her baseline, 1.1. And she has been running between 1.0 and 1.1 creatinine levels since May of 2021. She's feeling better now. She has no symptoms or residual difficulties. There was some kind of GI disturbance. They told her it was possibly diverticulitis, but she reports she had a colonoscopy done in January by Dr. Smith, and he saw no evidence of diverticulosis when he did the colonoscopy, so maybe something else. Anyway, she's feeling much better today, and she's here for follow-up and further direction concerning her new creatinine baseline between 1.1 and 1.0. Past medical history is significant for diverticulitis, suspected diverticulitis and hospitalization in November of 2022, chronic low back pain and neck pain, gastroesophageal reflux disorder, anxiety and depression, restless leg syndrome, hypothyroidism, osteopenia, colon cancer, and hiatal hernia. Past surgical history, she's had a cervical fusion, lumbar back surgeries, two. One was a fusion. Her last colonoscopy was January of 2023, and that was normal. She had a colectomy for the colon cancer resection without chemo or radiation therapy. She's had thoracic compression fractures and cement therapy several years ago. She's had a colon or a cholecystectomy, an appendectomy, and total abdominal hysterectomy with BSO. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker. She rarely consumes alcohol and does not use illicit drugs. She is a widow, lives alone. She is a retired medical receptionist. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, thyroid disease, hyperlipidemia, cerebrovascular accident, and colon cancer. Review of systems, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema or suspicious rashes. No neuropathic pain, no numbness, tingling, or weakness of extremities. Drug allergies. She's allergic to fentanyl and macrodantin. Current medications are Wellbutrin XL, 150 milligram once daily, Remeron, 30 milligram at bedtime, Requip, 2 milligram at bedtime, Synthroid, 88 microgram daily, Melatonin gummy at bedtime, Tylenol arthritis, 500 milligrams, 2 daily as needed for pain. She also drinks Ensure, 1 to 2 cans once a daily for protein intake. Physical examination. Her weight is 177 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 122 over 66, pulse is 66, and oxygen saturation 97% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and she has no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 13th of 2023. And creatinine was 1.0 with estimated GFR 56. Normal electrolytes, calcium is 9.1. January 4th of 2023, creatinine 1.1, estimated GFR is 50. Hemoglobin 12.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. 12/18 of 2022, after her hospitalization for acute renal failure, hemoglobin was back to baseline 1.1, GFR 48, normal electrolytes, glucose 129. May 21st of 2022, creatinine is 1.0, estimated GFR 53. And May 28th of 2021, creatinine 0.9, estimated GFR greater than 60. May 11th, 2021, creatinine is 1.1, GFR 48. 12/15/2019, creatinine 1.2, and GFR is 43. So her creatinine has not been normal for several years. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, which is her baseline. 2, following her acute renal failure hospitalization, most likely secondary to vomiting and Motrin use, and suspected acute tubular necrosis. And she has recovered and resumed her baseline. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months at this point, since she has restabilized. She'll continue to follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug use. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. This was a prolonged service, and the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.